This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm your host, Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and we're going to continue our discussion about University of Maryland Global Campus's upcoming Military Veteran Appreciation Fair. Julie Riggs is the chapter director of Blue Star Families. Julie, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you today?
You know, excited to talk about this Military Veteran Appreciation Fair. Also excited to talk about the work you guys are doing. And I've seen Blue Star Families over the years. Get some emails from you guys actually each week, but I'm unaware of kind of the history of what Blue Star Families does and what you all have been doing. So let's start. What is Blue Star Families and what's the Blue Star all about?
Well, the Blue Star is a representation that people would hang on their doors to show that they had at least one person serving active duty in the military. Blue Star Families has been around since 2009. We started as a group of military spouses sort of sitting around the kitchen table discussing some issues and ways to address those. And out of that rose the first sort of recognition or realization that there was a need for solid data on really what our military families were feeling, what they were dealing with, what their struggles were, maybe as opposed to their civilian counterparts. And so Blue Star Families launched our annual Military Family Lifestyle Survey, and that really was just the genesis of our organization as a whole. The survey was able to ask military families how it was going, what things were pain points for you, what were issues related to your military service that caused you to have difficulties, what were some of the successes. And from there, we began to create programs and solutions around the data that we were receiving and the you know what we were hearing from our military families.
Share with me a little bit about some of these programs and what's available.
Absolutely. So from the very beginning, one of the top indicators that was coming out of the data was that military spouse employment was a huge issue. And this is an example. So Blue Star Families launched our Blue Star Careers program in order to address the underemployment and unemployment of our military spouses. 46% of our military spouses are unemployed, and that number has only gone up with the COVID pandemic. Frequent moves, frequent deployments of the service member, so therefore a schedule that is uncertain. If you've ever been in the military, you know that if the active duty service member says, I have to go on training, you don't say, oh no, but you know, Susie has a dentist appointment next week. That just doesn't happen. So you as the spouse need to cover down and make sure that you're available. So military spouse employment became one of the things that Blue Star Families addresses in our programming. Another thing that we address in our programming is, as you said, food insecurity. So especially with the pandemic, we're seeing that our junior enlisted families are dealing with food insecurity, perhaps from a job loss due to the pandemic, but we're also seeing it in our officer level and families as well. And so Blue Star Families, through the wonderful grant from Safeway Foundation, has been able to, in the National Capital Region, provide gift cards to Safeway for those families that are suffering and dealing with just needing a little help.
What a tremendous program. And I know that the parents of any growing teenager can say that a gift card to a grocery store is always helpful. I mean, you could give that any day of the week and it would be a great gift. Let alone the great things you're doing in the employment space. Can you share with me like a personal success story that you have over the years with spousal employment?
Yeah, we had a spouse who came through our Blue Star Welcome Week, which is another wonderful program that we've launched that welcomes our active duty families who've recently PCS'd, which is personal change of station, for those of you who aren't aware of that term. into a new area. So every time the service member needs to change their job and move to a new duty station, the family usually goes with that person, and they come into a new area. They don't know where anything is. They've never been here before, perhaps. They don't have a network of friends. And so Blue Star Families launched our Blue Star Welcome Week last year when during the pandemic, in order to really wrap our arms around our families that were coming in during a pandemic and unable to even do the normal sort of outreach into their community, right? Because everything was shut down. During this event, we had a wonderful spouse who I happened to meet. And I just, the minute I spoke to her, I could tell she was one of those people that's just going to make things happen. And she was just a wealth of information and energy, and she would just be a benefit to any employer. And so I connected with her again when I heard of a job coming open that sounded like something she might want to do. And she applied for that job. Unfortunately, she was not the person picked, but she and I stayed in touch. And lo and behold, when Blue Star Families launched our Racial Equity and Initiative program to address racial equity in the military and in representation of persons of color in VSO, Veteran Service Organizations, and Military Service Organizations, this person applied for that job and she ended up getting that job. And she's amazing. So it's just really recognizing that military spouses may not have the resume that looks perfect. They may have huge gaps in their resume, but if you are able to help find them employers who are willing to look at their assets and their talent and what they bring, as opposed to maybe a standardized resume that has every box checked, it can help our military spouses find employment. So that's what our Blue Star Careers program does, is work with organizations and companies who are willing and eager to hire the talent that lives in our military spouse sector, and to be more flexible in order to allow those spouses to do the work that they need to do while supporting the service member.
Right on. And I see that every month when I see the updates that I get in my email from Blue Star Families, finding jobs, finding food. You guys also have other programs. Share with me a little bit more about some of the fun ones that you guys have.
Sure, I'm happy to. We do. We like to bring our families together to make connections in their communities and to enjoy the areas in which they live. So we have our Blue Star Parks program, which is one of my favorite. I love being outside. We get our families to come out and go into national parks. We have a partnership with the National Park Trust and the National Park Service. Families can go into national parks for free, military and veteran families, all year round, and enjoy the outdoors and just spend time building memories. We also have our museums program, which runs from Memorial Day through Labor Day, and that allows military families to go into Blue Star museums for free during that time. Maybe they're driving across country to move to their new duty station, or maybe they're just in Washington, D.C., where we're surrounded by amazing museums, and they can go with their family and build memories in their new homes and the places that they live. We have our summer camp program. So for those veterans and military families who have younger kids, this is a virtual one that we launched last year. We had over 4,000 kids come and attend our summer camps and take virtual field trips and hear from an actual astronaut and just really cool stuff. And we have just a ton of other programs. We have programs for our caregivers, like our creative writing workshop here in the D.C. area, that allows people to come together and be around others like them and to have a support system and build community.
Wow. Sign me up for the trip to the national parks or a day at the Smithsonian. That does sound amazing. And I know we take it for granted living here in the D.C. area. But yeah, that's an amazing thing. And certainly for people just moving to the area or on their PCS. Yeah, great, great stuff. How do I find out more about Blue Star Families and get in contact with y'all?
Sure. So you can find out all of our programs, sign up to be a member, all of that fun stuff at www.bluestarfam.org. And when you're there, you'll see just everything that we do. We have a whole host of programs and initiatives. And then you can get a hold of me in the National Capital Region by reaching out to jriggs@bluestarfam.org. That's jriggs@bluestarfam.org. Also, you could follow me on Facebook or follow Blue Star Families as a national program on Facebook. Both of them are there. And if you happen to be moving, our 11 chapters all have Facebook pages as well. So you can kind of go across the country and still connect with us.
Right on. more than just a Blue Star. It's a fam that you want to be a part of because they have programs for you. And I'm looking forward to not only seeing you there online, but seeing you as part of the University of Maryland Global Campus's Military Veteran and Appreciation Fair. And that's coming up. With more details, I'll get out to you at the end of the show. Julie Riggs, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much. And may I put one more plug, Phil, and ask if anybody wants to, please join us and take the survey that I mentioned. It's live now, and you can jump on our website and take that survey.
Right on, bluestarfam.org. Julie, appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.